speaking at tonight's Indivisible rally in a parking lot adjacent to the boardwalk. Democrat Amy Kennedy stood with Martin Luther King III as she channeled a variation on the words of her late father-in-law in defiance of the developing rally for President Donald J. Trump a block away. Kennedy is running in CD2, in opposition to Trump's handpicked candidate, incumbent U.S. Representative Jeff Van Drew, R2, who switched parties sooner than support Trump's impeachment. 30-plus groups organized the counter-rally tonight. "Today is about one voice," said Kennedy. "It's about unifying for a rejection of hate and embracing our community. I recognize you out there because you're my neighbors. This work needs to go on. We are sick and tired of corrupt politicians and backroom deals. We want to see change. We know what it means to be Jersey strong." Kennedy is a fourth-generation South Jerseyan. "We know we can do better for the people in our community," said the former public school teacher and mental health advocate. "I know it is not okay for our students to be doing drills, hiding under their desks, because they're afraid of guns," said the CD2 candidate. "It's not okay to give big tax cuts to corporations. I know it's not okay to have kids in cages instead of cribs. When we go to vote, we show them what it means to stand unified in love and hope," Kennedy said. "The dream," she added, with her husband, former U.S. Representative Patrick Kennedy lead in the applause, goes on. The words seemed resonant of those spoken by Patrick Kennedy's father, the late Senator Edward Kennedy, who said at the 1980 Democratic Convention, "For all those whose cares have been our concern, the work goes on, the cause endures, the hope still lives, and the dream shall never die."